seeing yeah, seeing yeah, the it video looked real now, bad. Seeing him getting helped off the court. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good need all the listeners to send some positive vibes. I'm doing a quick vibe check in Miami's arena, and this ain't it, Chief. So we got to make sure that Trey's been better. You know, call all your favorite Twitch streamers, broadcasters. Like, we got to get some positive. We got some W's in the chat for Trey Young.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Full Court Mess, the best ever basketball podcast, the most professional basketball podcast with the hottest takes of any basketball podcast. I'm Jared. I'm still in mourning over the Warriors.
I'm Joe, still in mourning over the Bucks losing to the Heat without Jimmy Butler.
I'm Will. I am butt-ass naked and about to watch a Hawks game.
Ooh! And we have Trent back.
What's up?
Oh, shit. You guys remember that?
Oh man, there he is.
There he is. What's up? What's going on?
That's what I was wondering, man. What's up? Yeah.
Jared, thank you for translating.
How are you feeling about your hometown boys?
Well, 1-2. It's not a great way to start the season. Better than 0-3.
Hey, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Look, that's just math.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're not as good as they used to be, which is unfortunate because I enjoyed it when they were good. But you know what? We'll persevere. We'll lock arms and get through this thing. You know, once Alec Burks comes back, things will definitely turn around. So, mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
Trent's firing off hot takes right away out of the gate.
Yeah, Warriors heroes Burks and Willie Cauley-Stein.
That's right.
And you know, Warriors are all about strength in numbers, even if those numbers are losses.
I mean,
I'm excited. I'm still excited.
You absolutely cannot go 80-2 without starting off 1-2.
Facts.
Actually, it's coming to my attention that there are many different ways to go 80-2 without starting 1-2.
The journey of 47-35 begins with one win and losses. Mm-hmm.
So anything could happen. It's about the journey.
You said it.
Well, yeah, that's Warriors.
Go team.
Is it a time to get to our listeners get to know Trent a little bit better as we go through Trent's sons?
Yes, it's time we understand Trent as a father.
Well, I love all my rowdy sons equally. Some of them old, some of them young. For my all sons team, I've compiled some people who everybody was in the NBA at one point. Not all of them still are. And one of the people who is no longer still in the NBA due to mass collusion by the owners is the main running point for me, and that is none other than Jim Erfordette. The love of my life, the white mamba, he's the true white mamba. He is pulling up from three, crushing dreams, crushing hopes, crushing buckets, not crushing any puss because that's against the Mormon religion. But that's okay. We still love him anyway. I have a Jimmer jersey, which is the best, maybe the funniest birthday gift I've ever gotten. It's like two sizes too big for me, and I wear it to every social event. So I've done some really embarrassing things in that jersey. he just cracks me up because, I mean, he came back to the NBA last year, and, I mean, he played real minutes, and he missed every single three he took. He took, like, 15 of them. So you got to respect that. Shoot or shoot. I think he's back in China now.
Not only did he manage to miss every shot he took, I believe he managed to like keep his own teammate from scoring 60 points in a game by shooting so much. You had, yeah. You had that standoff with Devin Booker in Utah, where Booker was going off, but Fredette was in front of the hometown fans and refused to give Devin Booker the ball over the final like 30 minutes of the game, so he could try to score one bucket.
That only ended up going like better in my eyes.
That's what like one of what they wanted. From the field.
And Booker finished with like 58 points.
That's hilarious. It also kind of sounds like every Suns game last year, where somebody who's not Devin Booker is shooting and is thereby costing, you know, the team some points. So yeah, Jimmer's locking it down. Not playing any defense, but definitely getting some dimes. The one at the two. So this is kind of a random one. I have an affinity for players on really bad teams that just sort of get thrust into major playing time out of nowhere. As they're just sort of getting 30 minutes night, and it's just inexplicably, you know, like you look at their basketball ref like 20 years from now after you've long forgotten them, they'll be like, oh, that guy averaged like 13 points a game like in 2019. He must have been pretty good. But no, he wasn't. And number two is one of those guys. Steph Curry. What's up?
This is going to be Steph Curry.
A man who's very much like Steph Curry in many respects. This man is Dwayne Bacon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about him, but this Friday I was, you know, I was at like a kickback with some friends, and on the way back, I was visualizing in the Uber the whole time. I was like, I'm gonna go to my friend's house. We're gonna play 2K, and I'm gonna splash some threes with Dwayne Bacon. And lo and behold, I spoke it into existence, and I beat him with the Hornets, and it was one of the best moments of my life.
Damn. Okay, that's deep.
Incredible.
Yeah. I'm also really bad at 2K, so it was a big win on many fronts. Mm. So shout out to Dwayne. I guess my small forward, this is like an actual genuine one. I really like this guy. Probably my favorite Warrior ever. Andre Iguodala, with Theater Rocks.
Yo, that's the boy. That's the man.
I mean, he's probably chilling right now, probably just getting fat as shit in Memphis, eating barbecue, not playing. but I would like to see him back on the court. Even if it's like for the Lakers or something, which I don't know what's going to happen to him. But I actually, when I was a kid, I had an Andre Iguodala poster in my room as a 76er because I was a bizarre child. But I had like in 2007, like a Sixers Iguodala poster up, and he was one of my favorite players then. And when he came to the Warriors, you know, by way of Nuggets, I was really stoked. I was very excited. And, you know, he ended up not only being a fun player to watch, but also somebody who was just, you know, he helped me the team better, I guess. He wasn't just like a fan favorite. He was like also acting good, mm-hmm. which is cool. Although he is nothing like my son. He's probably more like my dad, if anything.
We'll count it.
Yeah, but, you know, I do love him. For power forward, I had a hard time deciding. I really like basketball players who are, like, physically incredible, but mentally just like totally different from everybody else. Like they just don't, they're just not the same. And so I've had a hard time deciding between Chris Bosh and Tim Duncan, two of my favorite dudes. Chris Bosh, like that picture of him celebrating the Heat win where he's just like pouring champagne sexually all over himself by himself is one of the best things anybody's ever come up with. And, I used to make the Raptors my franchise in NBA Live 07, so I played a lot with Chris Bosh. But I had to go with Tim Duncan for two reasons. One, I recently saw a Twitter video of him and a bunch of like the late 90s Spurs playing StarCraft together. And it's not like they're playing it and, you know, like Vice will have like an athlete on and be like, oh, this guy's trying video games for the first time. Like these guys are locked in, like they're completely 2v2 StarCraft. Like it's just the funniest thing you can imagine an NBA title winning franchise doing. And the other thing is I remember reading a story in Sports Illustrated about Will's Wizards. He was playing Tim Duncan was playing him. I guess he was facing us Ayton Thomas, and
oh hell yeah.
Who narrowly missed some list for having a name that is a name both forwards and backwards. You spell it back.
Ooh, wow.
Pretty cool.
Wow.
He's a versatile, he's like a windbreaker. You turn him out. This is good. But there's, you know, the situation where I think Tim Duncan was like posting up Ayton Thomas, and And Duncan got the better of him, and Thomas sort of expected him to talk shit. And Duncan was like, hey, man, you know, that was good defense there. But what you're going to want to do is actually move to face your body to face me a little better, set your feet, and get the low down in the post. And, you know, Duncan got the ball, you know, Duncan got the ball again the next possession, and Thomas like fouled him and he missed a shot. Duncan's like, yeah, you're getting better, which is both like a very funny thing to do to an opponent and also like the ultimate neg move. Like, you don't even care. Like, you're just like, whatever, man. I just wanted to see you succeed. Pretty, like,
oh, yeah. I think
go on.
By far, all of the most insulting things I've been told in pickup were compliments from players far better than me. That's like abusing me all game. Game finish, he just daps me up. He's like, hey, good fight, man. All right, no. No
energy out there.
Way to try against me. Fuck you.
He's a fighter. Hey,
good hustle.
Pretty much. Also, there's like a picture of him like accepting the MVP wearing, I think, jeans and Bird socks, which is awesome. Just dressed like he's going to like pick up, I don't know, like Subway.
Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Yeah, the job he wants is just like a tour guide at the Virgin Islands. Like, I don't know. Pretty cool. And for my center, this is also a tough pick. There's one guy who I think has potential to make my son's team eventually, but I haven't seen him play yet. So, Bull Bull, you're working your way up. You have the same name twice, and you're 7-2 and you hit threes, but I need to see him actually play a game before I can put him on the list. So, the actual guy I went with is another favorite Warrior, this one a bit more for sentimental reasons than Iguodala. This guy is maybe the last true center that they've had play extended minutes, unless I'm forgetting. Oh, no, I am forgetting somebody because Bogut was after. But this guy was not like a MRA type guy, so I think he wins. And that's Andre Behrens. My man looking like a, you know, he's looking like a villain in some sort of a thriller movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's slick back hair. I think he shot 15% from free throws 1 year, which is the worst ever, and you got to respect that.
Yeah. Who can say? Whomst among us?
I mean, I can't believe the Festus Ezeli disrespect that I'm hearing on this podcast.
Festus gets an honorable mention for posting that video of like his highlights of the finals. Not like 1 4p. That was awesome. He's, you know, he's clearly running his own Twitter. So those are some of my favorite players. Most of them for dumb reasons, but you know, those are some guys who have made me smile when I'm watching basketball.
Hell yeah, that's a good list.
Extra Thank points you.
And, to, and to be clear, these Suns lists have nothing to do with basketball talent. And that's, I think Trent made that clear. on this episode.
Yeah, by having a bum like Tim Duncan on there.
Only right. only one Hall of Famer. Maybe two. Is Iguodala a Hall of Famer?
Not,
you can make an argument.
He should
yet.
Be.
He should be, but yes. Not yet.
Well, he won a Finals MVP.
He will be.
Mm-hmm. He'll be in.
I think he'll make it. That's two. Two Hall of Famers and three once Dwayne Bacon really gets cooking.
Yep. Okay, yeah.
Once Dwayne Bacon really gets cooking, that's great. Yeah.
You get it?
And I mean, you got to assume that Zimmer's going into China's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, baby. And I'll just be doing a lock. One of the best two players from Latvia ever, just behind Porzingis.
But that's problematic.
Careful, me, to Falcon fans.
Sure, that is problematic.
Yeah.
All right, get Trent out of here. Problematic faves.
Do you have like a cane whisking me away sound on that soundboard?
Not yet, but now I know what to add.
I look forward to it.
What?
All right, so week one in the books. What stood out to you, fellas?
Here's what stood out to me is. And I hate to say that it's not without reason, but boy have the Utah Jazz fans quickly turned around against Mike Conley. They fucking hate him now.
for context for people who have been ignoring the Jazz this year, which is everyone's God-given right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mike Conley has been playing like doggy doo-doo.
He's made like one shot so far.
Just phenomenally bad. It's inspiring play. Mm-hmm. It's what we should all do to the Utah Jazz if we ever just ended up on their team.
Yeah.
Is just tank while on the floor. But apparently the fans don't like it as much as the rest of us do.
And to be clear, I at least, I love Mike Conley. So it does pain me to see this. But also does he still have, because it's Jazz.
Does he still have no techs in his career?
No techs? I don't think he has any.
What if he gets his first tech fighting with his own fan base?
I'd be down.
That'd be
you got to respect it.
I think a lot of Mike Conley's struggles are coming from, I used to see him referred to in college, he was always Mike Conley Jr. And now he's just Mike Conley. And the disrespect for his father, mm-hmm. I believe, has limited his game.
Maybe, I mean, you can't rule out that he chose to stop going that way. And there's simply no way to be a good NBA player if you don't love your parents.
That's very true.
Especially in a state like Utah, where it's just common practice in local religions to respect your parents so hard. I'm checking stats right now. 20% on field goal in four games so far.
What's his parent respect percentage? That's a lot more important.
Let's take a look here. We're looking at about 15.
Oh, see.
What are the analytics telling us here?
We're looking at 15%.
There's your problem.
Yeah, you that man. I how do you respect your parents more? You know, what's a good strategy for that? Do you just like watch like Wheel of Fortune? I mean, what's the move? You like build a deck?
Check this out. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will help. Should he go by Mike Conley Jr. or Mike Conley II?
Ooh, adding in Roman numerals I think will help his game. As we all remember, Rome. One of the best empires.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know?
Mm-hmm. But also, here's something to consider. Rome did have a major downfall. Are we seeing Mike Conley's Rome year, where his life and lack of irrigation has come to haunt him?
Now, if we look back at Rome's downfall, there was what many thought to be coincidental, a sudden lack of respect for people's parents.
I do remember that. Before
Jim Rome staff. Is burning. Something to think about.
This is our downfall of Rome music / downfall of Mike Conley music.
Naples, you never forget.
You cannot tell me that when Rome was sacked mm-hmm. by the Gauls, that there weren't two people who looked exactly like Joe Ingles and Bojan Bogdanovic there.
Everything's starting to add up here.
Quinn Snyder had to be there too.
Oh, absolutely. Quinn Snyder is 1,000,000% either Nero or like Commodus.
Quinn Snyder somehow has hair product in his hair in the year like 204.
Quinn Snyder was like a cultist. And a dark hood pulling strings the whole time.
Quinn Snyder's got that weird thing where he'd probably be better looking 2,000 years in the past than he is right now.
He would be gorgeous mm-hmm. if he was like...
Oh my God.
You know, I think...
Right?
I think he might be my coach of the All Suns team because I remember hearing a rumor. I think it was from a different podcast, honestly. But I heard a rumor that when he was a coach at Missouri, he would have sex with the students. Which kind of a baller move for a coach, you know? You gotta have a coach who fucks. Teach those kids the right way, you know? Grow up around a man who is respectable and is, you know, sexually active.
Mm.
So,
Jared, make sure you edit out the part where he mentioned another podcast.
Yeah, that's the problematic part here. Nothing else.
That's just why.
I signed my phone. Don't get me wrong. I think the most embarrassing start to the year, though, in terms of missing shots, is probably Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. that first game where you had 27 minutes, no points, no rebounds, no assists, no blocks, no steals, five fouls. That was pretty
A real Tony Snell.
Yeah.
No, because Snell
the second fouls. The second game he scored, he made a free throw as his first basket in, like, I think it was the second half for sure.
It was late in the game.
And the fans erupted in, like, an ovation when he hit a free throw. It was hilarious.
Oh, no. I just want to thank him so much for giving us a player that every time he fucks up, his fan base can root for him to be returned to prison.
Oh, no. I was just gonna say,
we don't talk about that enough. The man was on house arrest in an NBA game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is absolutely incredible.
That's hard.
His fan base is adding his parole officer on Twitter.
What? I forgot. What was he in trouble for?
That's DUI stuff.
Ah, okay, okay.
So, you know, he definitely earned it. Mm-hmm. I wish that he would have had to have worn the bracelet during games.
Yeah.
You know, like beeps.
Check this out. He was dealing in bricks. Am I right?
Oh.
I think we just found El Chapo.
Also, all of the jokes, every time he fucks up and someone adds Kamala Harris on Twitter is hilarious.
I hadn't seen that. Oh, my God.
It's great. He absolutely makes every Lakers game, like, at least four times more fun than it would be.
I mean, he, like, has Laker fans unironically calling for all his minutes to be given to Troy Daniels.
they might not be wrong.
No disrespect players to Troy Daniels, but
who are the top guys like that, where you love them because, like, their own team hates them so much that it's wildly entertaining? Like, my example would be how much Cavs and Rockets fans got pissed every time Iman Shumpert tried to dribble. They started screaming about him dribbling, and it made the game so much more fun for me to know that they were that mad. Do you guys have, like, your top guys like that?
Dude, I think every guy I'm thinking of is on the Lakers. Like, Dwight, Lance, Rondo. I mean, Beasley, briefly. They really, like, got every single one of them in that free agency summer, which is why it was, you know, the funniest summer in history.
Jared Bayless, when he was on the Sixers, that was a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really thinking Enes Kanter on the Celtics is going to be a fun one.
Mm-hmm. That's a sleeper for sure.
Got high hopes. Every New York Knick that's ever lived. Including somehow, like, Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing.
Absolutely Patrick Ewing.
Yeah. How did you ever listen to the Ewing theory?
Oh, is this something you just came up with?
It actually is. Why he falls a little down my pantheon. He's, you know. Much like Shawshank Redemption, I just didn't think he quite had what it took to deliver in the final moments.
Oh, are we talking about people having moments?
I haven't seen the Shawshank Redemption, but I remember I used to be a huge fan of Bill Simmons, and I read, like, the Book of Basketball cover to cover, like, four times, and just, like, every fourth page had, like, a reference to, like Red from Shawshank Redemption. It's like he's seen, like, five movies and gone on, like, three Vegas trips, and every story he wants to tell is framed through his lens.
That's so accurate.
I watched Shawshank once, and I only saw, like, the last two-thirds of it. But I remember watching it going, like, huh, this is the movie.
Yeah.
I really thought it was different.
This doesn't remind me of Alex Len at all.
In no way did this illustrate to me the three ways that Bird is actually better than Magic.
There you go. That's one brand.
Can we add Wiggins to the list of...
I was going to say Wiggins, also, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's a good one.
I mean, that might be too obvious.
Oh, no. They should be obvious. It's great.
Oh, okay.
Anything where you get on Twitter and no one's talking about the game. They're all just talking about this guy.
I've been bombarding my friends with, like, texts about Like some data guy on Twitter will text out some crazy stat about how bad Wiggins is. I think in the second game, there was something where Cat was a like a plus 36 over 100 possessions, and Wiggins was like a negative 64. So when Cat was on the floor and Wiggins was off, they were literally like minus 100 net rating for the entire game. It was absolutely.
Cat also had more win shares in the first two games of this year than Wiggins had last year.
That was the other one I linked. he's incredible.
Wiggins had a moment in game three, though. Has he turned the corner?
He's had several corners, or so we thought.
He took four laps. He's going in the exact same direction.
the old Zoolander.
Cat is looking mighty good, though.
Cat is killing it. Cat and Trae Young, players of the week for the first week of the season.
Woo! Yeah. What's happening in the Hawks game right now? Are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching. Well, first of all, we got a commercial going on for John Foy Associates. John Foy and Associates. Right, this appears to be some sort of personal attorney.
That's what they're hiring.
Their logo is a big, bulky, flexing arm. It's real hot stuff. But in the game itself, we got, I think, a small deficit for the Hawks. Miami is really selling out on Trae Young early, which I think we're going to see a ton of this year until anyone else on the Hawks proves that they can do things.
That would seem to be the
because game. Two teams have tried to play him pretty much straight up, and he has torched two teams. So that's been a blast. That's been my story of the season so far, is just how fun it's been to watch him murder Detroit and Orlando.
He's so good. I got the chance to see him at the Drew League, which is like a pro-am in LA, one of the bigger ones. And it was Trey versus Montrezl Harrell. And it was great because the team would only pass to Trey Young. So I just got to see him pull up like a million times in three. And he had a pretty bad shooting day. But even like you could just tell his ball movement, the way he like behaved in the court. Although that hairline does not look good in person. A little movie magic there to fix it up for the promo pictures, because yeah, he looks my boy needs some Bosley. Also, the underrated part of that experience was Trae Young's team. I mean, well, I guess Trae Young's team passed to him because Trae Young's his primary ball handler, but Trez's team just never passed to him. And it's like, imagine being on the same team with Montrezl Harrell, you know, who is playing against guys who maybe played high school or college, but, you know, is by far bigger and stronger than all of them. And just having him in the post and pulling up to take a 17-footer and being like, yeah, I'm good. I got this. Don't worry. insane.
I imagine waving Montrezl Harrell off is one of the great joys in life until he grew up and can after the game.
It's like Andrew Wiggins pulling up for a mid-range jumper when he's got Cat on the same team. Like, what are you doing, man?
It reminds me of that tweet. It's like, it's Jordan Clarkson time, in quotes. It should be Jordan Clarkson.
I'm just imagining standing on the perimeter with Montrezl Harrell, got his guy sealed behind him, and I just wave for him to crash the glass and just pull up, miss everything. Don't even come close. It bonks him in the head, probably, and then the other team hits the ball. And let me tell you, it was just an intoxicating image.
It was fun. It was a fun time. The time before I went, I actually did see Jordan Clarkson there. And I don't think I told this last time I was on here, but they were playing James Harden's team. And Nick Young and Clarkson were on the same team playing James Harden. And the score at halftime was 78-27, Harden's team.
Oh.
Sounds about right.
Oh.
Incredible to watch live. And the game before that, Brandon Jennings was playing, and he got mad when he missed a free throw and chucked it at the other side of the court and hit somebody in the crowd. So,
classic summer basketball.
Sounds about right.
Fun times in South LA.
Damn.
Folks, if you like basketball, log on to Hawks.com. Use the promo code John Foy and Associates for all your summer league basketball clicks and posts and comments and forums.
Do they have Joe? Can we chat on there?
Oh yeah. You got to use the promo code John Foy and Associates. It's a relatively long promo code. But yeah, well, Joe, we'll hook you right into the forums. Get to clicking, get to posting, get to chatting.
The and is an ampersand, just so nobody messes that up. That's key.
Yes.
You actually have to put two of them in.
If you click out and, you'll go straight to the dark web. Be forced to watch Jabari Parker and Andrew Wiggin highlights next to each other and pick one together.
I forgot to put an eight to John in my computer bricks. What do I do?
Put in rice. So you mentioned Jabari Parker.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the Hawks now, right?
He is. Sure.
How's he doing?
His first game was like wildly efficient, but is incredible because he just got set up for a like every basket. Imagine like Giannis or Zion shot chart, but with someone else like spoon feeding you the buckets.
Okay,
that was pretty much like peak Jabari Parker when he was in Milwaukee. Like he was never the guy, but it was like when he went off, it was because like Giannis or whoever was like finding him cutting to the hoop wide open every time.
Yeah, it was like he had like 15, 20 points. He missed like one or two shots the whole game. And the big takeaway after at the end was, wow, Trae Young's really good.
Yo, shouts out to the Sacramento Kings starting 0-4.
Protesting
the new look Kings.
Turns out it helps to have a coach, which they still don't have.
That's true. No one can verify any coach existing.
And you know what's interesting with that is all the Kings fans are already calling for the firing of a coach.
Just delusion. You hate to see it.
Hate to see it.
Are you mishearing them and they're calling for the hiring of a coach?
A new one, yes. Yes.
Didn't the Suns fire their coach like 5 games into the season a couple years ago?
I think so.
Yes. I think he had coached the previous year though.
Okay.
Was it Earl Watson?
It was Earl Watson.
Yeah.
Why he had coached the previous year.
That was such a strange one, cuz it's like why you had up until now to fire this man.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cavs with Ty Lue like last year. They're like, well, we know what we are. We know we're rebuilding. And then they just sucked so bad in like the first 16 games, they just fired him anyways. Like, I thought y'all knew what you had in store.
Yeah, Kings are surprising because they're like not rebuilding. So that's not good.
Right.
I feel like the most predictable thing, though, was them having that fun year last year. I mean, like, oh, damn. And then going all in on that core and realizing they're not actually good.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any games, but I mean, are De'Aaron Fox and Buddy Hield not good? Because I imagine they're still good.
I haven't seen much, but I've been seeing that the people say that the whole like minutes rotations has changed a lot, and so like it sounds like Fox and Hield are getting less minutes, and so is Marvin Bagley is also getting like significantly less minutes.
Yeah. Well, Marvin Bagley's getting a whole lot less minutes because he's out for 6 weeks.
This is true. But before he was hurted.
So I feel like my guess is those two are still good. But a lot of the other players on the roster aren't. And they got rid of a pretty decent coach for the situation they have now, which is worse.
I can't believe that gold medalist Harrison Barnes is letting his team down.
Harrison Barnes maybe had 12 points in 32 minutes.
Oh, hell yes.
You guys must talk about the Harrison Barnes picture where he's like, he's re-signing with the Kings. He announces it and he's shooting a three and it's like nowhere close to going in.
That's how the Kings feel signing him for so much money.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think he was bad, but yeah, for $20 million or whatever they gave him, that seems a little high.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like
Go ahead, Trent.
I was going to say, I feel like every Luke Walton coach team I've heard of, like, people always complain about the rotations. Like, they're all messed up. Mm-hmm. You think he will kind of figure that out at some point, especially when you have, like, only two good people on the team. Like, those are the guys you want in.
Yeah. Right?
Unless I'm mistaken, Bogdanovich in there for some reason.
Do y'all remember that incredible period after Luke left and went to the Lakers, where there was that like sect of Warrior fans and just basketball fans in general who pretended that he was a better coach than Kerr because he got it during the 24-0 start and Kerr relied too much on like the strength in numbers. And so they're like all like, oh man, Walton was the real one like doing the work there, Walton and Ron Adams. And then we watch his career and we're like, yo, this guy can't coach at all.
Well, I think as you're going to find out in your later segments, Warriors fans are wrong about a lot of stuff.
This is true. This is true. Also, it's just awesome. Like, the idea that Luke was such a force behind that, like, super strong Warrior run when, like, he's just standing in as coach. He doesn't have to make all the, like, rotation calls and everything. Kerr's not there, but he's still kind of in charge of strategizing.
And like really, it would have been wild to like, yeah, first of all, Kerr's already put the infrastructure in place for how this team works.
Yes.
And then that 24-0 happened because with that infrastructure in place, three god level players and a bunch more really good ones played balls to the fucking wall in the regular season.
Yes.
And no one was ready for it.
Man, you're making me miss those old teams. Like, oh, man, that was like 3 years ago. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. That's about the same amount of time it's been for me since I had a legendary team to root for.
I sound like such an idiot, you're right. I mean, hey, like, Rui Hachimura is probably good, right? Maybe.
Fuck. Get this guy off the fucking podcast.
I don't know. He's got a cool name.
Mute this man.
Quick.
Trae Young just hit a like roughly 37'3", so that's nice.
Update for Will. The restaurant that had the autographed t-shirt by Randy Whitman pinned up on the wall went out of business.
Oh yeah,
no, you hate to see it.
In my town, there was a pizza place that had. I live in Indiana. They had a DC Wizards T-shirt autographed by former head coach Randy Whitman, thumbtack pinned into their wall.
Not even framed. Awesome.
I think Randy Whitman went to IU, but I'm going to verify that.
But they couldn't find an IU shirt for him, so they're like, "Hey, we have one of these around. Our friend, who's a Wizards fan, has been wearing it, so you know."
He is from Indianapolis. He was born in Indianapolis, and went to Indiana. Yes, okay. So it kind of makes sense, but still, really funny. Of all like things to have pinned on the wall, there was no other decor on the wall. It was just a Wizards t-shirt autographed on the stomach by Randy Whitman.
On the stomach. That's perfect.
I wish I had a photo of it, but I don't think I do. I'll have to go back and dig.
Imagine seeing the archives. Wearing the shirt while Randy Whitman signed it, and instead of like being like, sign my tummy, Randy, it's like, sign my tummy, Randy.
Oh, hey, that tickles. No, keep signing.
It was actually the person who did that was JaVale McGee.
Oh, no.
While on the Wizards at practice.
Is there anything positive happening for the Wizards at all? I mean, feels good, right?
Yeah, although he's been as bad as Mike Conley to start this year, to be honest. His games have been hilarious. Like, every single one, he's been 7-25 or something. But he's fine.
Thomas Bryant, baby.
I like TB. The fan base is talking themselves into Rui, which I don't really count as a positive thing, but it's a. I'm told he has like 49 points on 49 shots so far this year, and I'm told that's a very good thing, which makes me question how I've been watching basketball up until now. But
I did see a picture also, of
Brad... Sorry, go ahead.
I did see a picture of Brad Beal in a full Joker costume. So
yeah, maybe... kind of has years on.
He used to be being an incel. That'll help the team out, maybe. Who knows?
Brad Beal lives in a society.
That's the whole picture. Actually, him and John Wall were both at the party dressed as the Joker. Bradley Beal dressed as the Jared Leto Joker. John Wall dressed as the Heath Ledger Joker.
Can you imagine John Wall's impression? You know how I got these scars? I slipped at home.
You know how I got these scars? 17 knee surgeries. Scary, isn't it?
That's twisted.
We have some breaking news.
Is it that Trae Young is hurt?
No. Why is that true?
Oh, he is. Yes.
Oh, well.
Speaking of twisted, he just twisted the fuck out of his ankle.
Wow, that's always good. No. You guys aren't going to believe this. NBA Live 20 has been canceled.
Oh, fuck me.
What am I going to do this winter?
What are we going to...
But I just pre-ordered it.
Yeah, what are we still going to not buy?
I had 10K on the NBA Live not being canceled, so thanks much.
Here's an official statement from...
Joel Embiid canceled the NBA Live franchise by being on the cover of NBA Live 19.
An official statement from EA Sports. First. For some time, we've been putting in reps on our console basketball games. Are they questionable? But okay. We're excited by our progress, but remain hyper ambitious. So we're not going to release NBA 20 this season. Are they going to release 20 next season for 20?
Galaxy brain move.
Alongside the NBA and NBPA, we have our sights set on creating something fresh for the next generation of players and platforms. We know we need to earn our future every step of the way, so we're taking time to get it right for our players. Promise to check back regularly with updates. Until then, we'll be on the grind. They actually took 2 years to make 19, and it was also very bad.
Did you guys play it?
I played the demo.
It was. I remember it being on sale in the PlayStation Store several times for less than $5.
Yes,
and I was like, this is not a good sign. And it was like early in the season. It was like around Christmas time. It was like, hey, buy NBA Live for $5 if you want. And it was like, oh no, that doesn't seem good.
Oh yeah, there was a game I wanted to buy, I think like 2 years ago. And I literally went on release day to buy it on the Xbox store. And it was half price the day it came out.
Yep.
And I did not buy that game.
There were some great glitches in it though. One of them is that Isaiah Thomas can dunk very high, like head above the rim. Oh, yeah,
I saw that video where he's like, his waist is at the rim.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like, oh, he can just barely dunk. It was like, oh, he can, like, block anyone in the league.
Yeah.
With this vertical.
That sounds really...
Was that also the one that had players shooting free throws at the wrong basket?
Yeah, it just, like, goes behind, like, super far, too, sometimes.
It's like an 80-foot free throw.
It's such a broken game.
Just lean into that. Make more of that and someone would buy it.
I want a wacky basketball sim.
Yeah.
I want bloopers while I'm shooting threes, you know. I want all sorts of haywire.
Untitled basketball game.
Yeah.
If they're gearing up to like release it for... When does the PlayStation 5 come out?
Next holiday.
Next holiday. Okay, so maybe they're like...
So I'd be holiday 2020.
Yeah. Okay, so kind of October or whatever would be early.
I mean, I'm assuming the next consoles will come out. They'll be like November.
Yeah.
So
I would think before Black Friday, probably.
Maybe like a launch title.
Yeah, maybe they're shooting for that. But
yeah.
Also, their game was just terrible, so... They probably lost money on it last year. Like, well, I don't know how they would have made money on that from last year based on how often it was on sale.
I don't know. I mean, with how bad the games have been, I have doubts of like them putting a lot of money into it in the first place.
They did. They focus more on like the street ball part of it. They had a bunch of like Instagram and YouTube famous like trick shot guys that you could play as. And they did like motion capture with those guys, like Anthony Adams, Creamy Bigums, his character that he plays. He was in that game. So I think they did stuff like that, like the quote unquote fun stuff like that to like try and gather like a different type of audience, maybe. But
just give us NBA Street 4.
Yes, please. Just re-release NBA Street Volume 2 for the PS4. That's all I want. Literally the same game.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsors, NBA Live 2020.
This is not.
Gotta hanker into play. Leave that 2K at home. Try it out. Early favorite for game of the year.
They're not our sponsors.
Who's on the cover, Will?
It's actually a picture of Jared.
I have a rare pre-release version of NBA 2K20. Thanks to our sponsor. NBA Live 2020. Thank you to our sponsor, the EA. I'm playing it right now. It has Kelly Olynyk on the cover. And one of the best games I've ever played.
There's actually the special, you know, the Legend Edition. You get KCP on the cover. Can you imagine?
Tired of those basketball
wait, can you imagine where, you know how like Gordon Hayward gets this whole annoying ad campaign for being hurt, and he's like, "I get to sit home and play video games. I play League," but it's KCP on house arrest playing NBA 2K.
I imagine like they couldn't get the rights for most of the players, so it's one of those like Nintendo games where it's like, you know, you have like 2/5 of the Heat, you have like the color, and then it's like Yoshi,
yeah,
like big number.
Folks, we know out there playing your 2K20, you're getting tired of that pass, shoot, dribble. If you wanted that, you could watch a basketball game. Here at NBA Live 2020, none of that will be involved. You will not even recognize this game as basketball when you're playing it. And we think that's something to be very excited about. Just throw in promo code Full Court Mess, officially sponsored by EA Sports NBA Live 2020. That's right. That's the whole thing. And you will get it at full price, which is still only $10.
This is a parody podcast now. Just to make that
folks,
clear.
The folks at EA have decided to make a Slam Ball video game. They finally answered my letters, and we'll have Slam Ball 2020 coming out later before the holidays.
It only has like EuroLeague players and J.R. Smith from whatever. He played in China. Never mind. You know what I meant.
Well, we have any other news I'm looking for news right now? The Hawks
I've
are still playing the Heat.
I've got a tweet here in front of me that just says Matisse Thybulle nickname, the Bloomberg Terminal. He's a freaking stocks machine.
No.
Man.
Trae Young is very hurt.
It looked real
now,
bad.
Seeing him getting helped off the court. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good need all the listeners to send some positive vibes. I'm doing a quick vibe check in Miami's arena, and this ain't it, Chief. So we got to make sure that Trae's been better. You know, call all your favorite Twitch streamers, broadcasters. Like, we got to get some positive. We got some W's in the chat for Trae Young. Just kidding. I hope he's okay. Actually, seriously injured.
Literally, the second Trent started doing that, the Hawks stream of this game cut out and just says technical difficulty.
I am so sorry.
That's a very powerful vibe check.
That Trae Young is now dead, actually.
Well, I can dive into the retro take if we're ready.
Well, we need a one more vibe check on that retro take.
A vibe check? How's this for a vibe check?
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
All right, well, take us in. Take us in, then.
All right. So, we are back with the retro take. This retro take comes to us from Yahoo Answers, the greatest source for takes of all kinds, especially basketball takes from 8 to 11 years ago. This one comes to us from, I'm going to do a Flavor Flav impression here. Yeah, boy! That's the guy's username.
Okay.
How many lines?
It says, Golden State Warriors? And the follow-up is, how do you think is the best player on the Golden State Warriors?
Yep, mm-hmm. I follow.
Okay,
there we go.
That's a good start.
Okay. Bear in mind, this comes from the year 2008.
I'm bearing it.
Mm-hmm.
The best answer, as voted on by ya boy, Monte Ellis is now the Warriors' franchise player. Ooh. But until he plays this season, I can't give him that honor of being the Warriors' best player. Right now, I have to go with Steven Jackson as the best Warrior, because he's their leader slash captain, veteran, sharpshooter, assist leader, and toughest individual on the team.
I do like veteran being a factor and being the best player.
There's the key.
With that, I now call Vince Carter the best Hawks player.
And the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Best player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
22 yeah. seasons.
No one's ever been this much of a veteran.
The answerer goes on. If I had to go with a centerpiece of the Warriors' future, I'd have to go with Andres Biedrins. Because he's yeah. young and has a lot of potential to be a big-time center in the NBA.
That's fucking awesome, man. Hell yeah. I love that.
He was asking how many letters in the Yeah Boy, because he wanted to confirm that it is, in fact, his account.
We got three I's on the end of boy.
Yeah, mine had four, so that's not me. But
okay, all right.
I miss Yahoo Answers, man, because that's such like a rare age of the internet where you have people who are just completely illiterately typing questions. And now you have, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Quora, but I love Quora because it's like, now it's like supposed to be Yahoo Answers for like smart people, but everybody on there is like a huge dumbass still. everything's just spelled right. I signed up for Quora updates somehow, and I still check them on my email once in a while. And one I had like a month ago where some woman was like, so I took away like video games from my son for a week, and now he's saying that he has a button where he can shut down Wi-Fi for the entire house until I give him back his games. Is he bluffing or is he for real?
My child is 7, by the way.
People are being held hostage by their children and being like, oh God, I got to go to the internet for help on this.
How's your parents?
Go ahead, Will.
I love this question because it's basically been the theme of the first week of this season for the Warriors. Is everyone questions Steph Curry's legacy. They're basically asking, how is the Warriors' best player?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. How is he? How is he doing?
Apparently he's getting along.
Another question answerer says, I would say Andres Biedrins. He works so hard, and you can see it. Like over the summer, he beefed up. His arms are a lot bigger. And the double doubles.
Double doubles? What is this, in and out? That's a quick California joke for everybody listening on the podcast.
Who can relate?
maybe this person who's name is baby_princess319. Maybe they were just thinking about In-N-Out right at the end of their answer there.
This is incredible. This is 2000. Is this after the We Believe Warriors, right? Where like Idris
yes.
was like,
this mean, is we, post We Believe Warriors, pre Steph Curry Warriors.
Baron Davis is still on the team? Like, right?
I'm not sure.
He was okay. not. This is 08.
I think this was like the 1 year he was not.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Between him and Curry.
Yeah.
I should say.
Okay. Well, I mean, Monte is still clearly the guy, but yeah, it's crazy at that point because Beatrice was like fine, but I mean, he was, you know, barely like starting. I mean, he wasn't doing anything incredible. That's crazy that two different people.
I mean, he was one of two centers on the team at this time.
Yeah, it was like, a Donald Foyle.
It was him and Ronnie Turioff.
Okay. Oh. I stand corrected.
Wow. That's embarrassing for Chris. He went out on a limb, folks, and it broke underneath him.
Vibe
check this
failed.
Out, though. Maybe this will make you feel better. In and out. What is this? A pair of Andres Biedrin's free throws?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
No.
And
any of you guys remember what country Donald Foyle is from?
No.
That's right, folks. It's St. Vincent. And the Grenadines.
Wow.
It's like a 60s like pop rock band.
That's how you bounce back from confusing Ronnie Turioff for Donald Foyle is by dropping some knowledge like that on us.
I did Google that, and apparently he was also drafted 8th overall in the NBA draft in 1997. So,
damn.
I'm sure that worked out for when the team drafted him.
got a couple more really good answers on this question. One of them says Steph Curry is the best on the Warriors, which was answered 5 years ago, and the question was asked 11 years ago. So Dylan, if you're out there, I don't know why you're searching Yahoo Answers for questions that are 6 years old to answer them, but I don't know what to tell you, man.
Was he wrong?
He gave the right answer.
He did give the right answer. He nailed it.
Which is more than everybody else in the thread can say so far.
Another answer says, Steven Jackson, as of now, he's the Dubs' go-to player and floor general, and got two thumbs down.
Ooh.
I could kind of see an
argument for Jackson. Thumbs down.
I could kind of see an argument for Jackson over Monte that first year, where I think Monte hadn't quite... Was he really good the year after We Believe? Like, I think he was probably that was like his first year getting big minutes, right?
I think so.
It might have been close at that point, but the fact that nobody said Monte is kind of bizarre. Besides the guy who asked the question.
Someone said Monte is the second best right now.
Okay.
So he's gotta be in the discussion at least.
Yeah.
I've got one more answer here that I think is important that we touch on. Again, answered 5 years ago from Anonymous. It's got a link for MVPJerseyMall.us. And then their answer says, uh-oh. Furthermore, the best way to go choosing a roofing contractor would be checking out the market thoroughly. You can check different roofers online or on site, make your bid, decide which one is the best one, and hire the one that seems to meet all of your needs at a price range that suits your budget as well.
Okay.
Did you just like say the link with MVP jerseys and the comments about roofers?
Yes.
Can we click that link? Is that link still active?
Let me see.
Folks, we have suddenly been taken over by a virus.
Might have to go incognito on this one. Nope, can't be reached.
Listeners, if you click that link and you type in promo code Ronnie Turioff into the card, you will get free Wi-Fi for life.
incredible deal. Remember that code. How is Ronnie Turioff even spelled?
It's up to you. You have to guess right.
Is that R?
That's just all part of the game.
R-O-N-Y?
Ronnie 2012.
Oh, no. There are
two cops ahead of you. One has one N and one has two N's. Tread carefully. I think it was two N's pronounced Roni, though, if I remember right.
Yeah.
I think it is Roni, yes.
It's two N's. He's French.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he also grew up in a Caribbean island of Martinique, where he was best friend with Donald Foyle, I mean, not the last part's not true, but he did grow up in Martinique.
Add that into the Wikipedia page. Recall,
Martinique only has one hospital on the entire island.
What?
I wrote a paper about Martinique in the sixth grade.
Wow. They should probably look into that.
Have they gotten a second hospital since then?
It's like, this place is so small.
Okay, so they don't, it's not, well, they only need one hospital. It's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Folks, this is the sort of stuff you can only get on Full Court Mess. That's right. Its largest town, Fort de France, features steep hills, narrow streets, and La Savane, a garden bordered by shops and cafes.
Will is literally reading his sixth grade paper aloud on the podcast. He's not
reading anything. He's just been memorized for the last 15 years.
It's impressive, at least.
There's a population of 376,000. There are fewer people in Martinique than in Wyoming.
Wait.
Wow.
There's only one hospital for 376,000 people?
They don't get sick there.
Yeah, I think I can find this if I Google it. This is high quality podcasting.
I imagine Will just like at the end of a bar drinking like a craft beer, and every time a girl walks in, he kind of twirls his mustache. He's like, ah, my lady, would you like to be regaled by tales of Martinique? Caribbean forbidden fruits?
Wearing like a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
And a top hat.
He wears like a circle of glasses, kind of looks like a monocle.
I am told that as of, when is this travel tips updated? As of recently updated, Martinique has 18 hospitals or clinics.
All right. Way to go, Martinique.
Big moves. Big moves.
Many people don't know this, but before going to a hospital in Martinique, you should go to a general physician.
Okay.
So, you want a referral.
Have they been killing it like with their hospital game, or was like sixth grade year just like extremely wrong?
Oh, well, so see, here's what happened. Since you asked, everyone, when we were writing these papers on these small Caribbean islands, which is what each one of us was doing, we were using the CIA website. But Martinique was too small for the CIA to have a page on them. So I had to go somewhere else. That said, when I was starting that bit of trivia, I said, was it one hospital or 16? And at this point, 16 seems a little more likely.
It's one or two, either one or 16. How am I supposed to say?
Yeah, that's all I knew for sure. But I'm starting to think it was 16.
Damn.
Folks, if you visit a general physician in Martinique and need a referral, use the promo code FULLCOURTMESS to get all your general physician needs. That's promo code FULLCOURTMESS, all one word. That's important, all one word.
If you're interested in trying out a trial-based subscription for this, you can also type in RONI, the hashtag RONI, RONI20.
Folks, if you're really interested in seeking medical care in the Caribbean, might we recommend the wonderful island nation of Martinique? They have over 17 hospitals and clinics to choose from, and all you have to do, if choosing one of the public options, which we might recommend, is seek referral from a specialist to make sure you get the proper care you desired. Remember that promo code Joe mentioned? That's Full Court Mess, FCM for short, but don't type it in for short because it will not work.
Now, we want to clarify that the promo code O'Donnell Foyle, you might have heard some of our previous episodes, no longer works for a free gout treatment. So don't type that in. Please.
Okay, we need to move on. Is there any other news, any other things this week?
And one lucky care seeker will receive a Randy Whitman signed t-shirt right on the belly.
Okay. Randy Whitman will fly to you and sign the shirt on you.
Serial number 001.
All right, moving on.
Jared, take us out of this.
I'm trying. I'm looking for Jared, something.
Tyler Hero is going off, by the way.
Is he?
17 first half points, 5 of 7 from 3, I believe. He is going off.
Okay, now that Trae Young's out, he's filling in for the other
team. I feel like I saw a picture of Tyler Hero wearing a do-rag on the line, but I can't find it now. But I really want to. It was a very funny picture.
A couple months ago during the draft process, I retweeted a video on the Full Court Mess Twitter account of Tyler Hero in a ball pit, talking about how he was in a ball pit. It's great. Check it out.
Seems relevant to his current experience, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, you know,
he's not in the pits anymore.
Being stuck in the pits. Alphonso McKinney has been picked up
by the Cavs.
By the Cavaliers.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's the new Pat McCaw.
Yeah, exactly.
The Cavs are winning the title this year for sure. Oh, wait. The Warriors didn't win last year. Never mind. The heartbreaking five-game series.
We don't need to talk about that.
That's Trent's lock of the week. Bet it all on the Cavs to not win the 2020 NBA title.
Yeah, but we get very close, though.
Lock it in.
Don't sleep on Ante Zizic, Darius Garland, and the rest of those raggedy boys.
I love that those two got billing over All-Star Kevin Love.
Yeah.
I straight up forgot the Kevin Love on the Cavs. I forgot about him in general. Is
Kevin
he so good?
Love only exists on Instagram now.
It's true.
He is still
But boy, he is a fine ass thought.
Woo. Man. I had Darius Garland on my fantasy team for 2 days, so that's why I remembered him.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Big moves.
Yeah, he unfortunately, Devonte with a apostrophe at the end of his name after the E, Graham, he really started cooking, so I had to recruit his services.
Mm.
Ooh, I'd take Darius out back, so they say.
I picked up my heavy gun. I said, Darius, old friend, why don't we take a walk? Also, Dylan Windler on this team.
Ooh.
Matthew Dellavedova on this team.
John Henson.
Dylan Windler and Kevin Love have a very nice Instagram kind of dynamic back and forth.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They be roasting each other's asses in the comments, but it's very clear there's loving energy there.
It's
kind of like a, I'm white, you're also white, let's make this work kind of thing going on.
I've seen a lot of just calling each other clowns.
Yeah, it's they're very excited to have each other.
Folks, it's good fun. It's just good fun.
Dylan Windler is 8 inches taller than me and 30 pounds bigger. So if you're wondering how I compare to rookie guard Dylan Windler. Now you know.
Could you go ahead and just give us that breakdown for every NBA player?
I mean, I'm a pretty like skinny guy. I'm like 6 foot 165, I think. And yeah, Dylan Windler was 6'8", 196. So that's small. That's a slender man.
Is this good?
Probably not.
Okay.
If he's playing like NBA defense, which I am rarely doing.
Hmm.
First of all, he's on the Cavs, so he won't be playing any NBA defense.
Uh-oh.
Second, look for Dylan Windler to try to pack on some LBs in the coming years. Another little inside tip from Trent. If you want to place a bet at your local bookie for if Dylan Windler will gain weight in the next few years, go ahead and throw a few greenbacks down on yes.
Over or under.
Watch that.
Will Dylan Windler eat more than 20 Grand Mac meals this season? The under is safe. He's a skinny man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Put your bets in now. Well, let's wrap this up because I know Trent has to go soon.
Busy man. Got busy a lot man. Of
He doesn't have any other plans. We just need to get him out of here.
Yes. Do you have any last words before we finish you off?
Oh, that was an interesting way to phrase that. go Warriors. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure talking about learning a lot about the Caribbean and mm-hmm. healthcare system there.
That's what we're here for.
Also, you know, Dylan Windler's tiny little thighs, just a pathetic little speck of a man. that's all I got. Go Dubs. We're still in this. Five seed. It's happening. Penciled
okay, five seed. Locked it in.
That's a Trent ice cold lock of the century.
Okay.
As Trent said earlier, the journey to 47 and 35 begins now.
Yep. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's been three games. I think it's early for people to start saying that Steve Kerr has been exposed.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I still have him as a, I think I had him as a four or a five seed in the West. Mm-hmm. I still feel confident.
Yeah, they just gotta, it's going to take a minute to find their footing, get some people back.
Pretty bold to have Steve Kerr as the four seed in the West, but I'm looking forward to see how he pulls it off.
I mean, they
quick pop quiz before we go. Who is the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies?
JB Bickerstaff.
No.
Where's he at?
Don't know.
Oh. Fired.
It's like Taylor Jackson or like Taylor Jennings or something. Taylor Jenkins?
I think it's Taylor Jenkins, yes.
Taylor Jenkins is the correct answer.
So I was listening to another NBA podcast.
Wow.
And they had an episode about
cut it out.
An episode about which coaches they wanted to fuck the most, and Taylor Jenkins was in last place.
Last place.
He's a very ugly man.
He's very ugly. He's really young, but he looks bad. Like he's in his 30s.
He looks like a catfish.
He's one of those coaches, he's like never played basketball at like any level. Like he's never played like 2K before. I mean, he's just not an athletic man.
He looks like a hedge fund manager.
He manages like a Sonic.
Oh, okay. Looking at
he looks pictures like a man now, named Taylor Jenkins.
Looking at pictures now, this man is definitely the antagonist in a Wall Street film.
Lord knows what financial crimes he's committed.
This guy plays Bob Parr's boss in the live-action Incredibles.
Oh, no.
So very bad news if you were hoping for a life of non-crime for Taylor Jenkins. He attended the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania and got a Bachelor's of Science in Economics. So this man is somebody to watch out for during the next mortgage crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Is Taylor Jenkins having a moment right now?
On this podcast, he sure is.
He has somehow gotten more airtime on this podcast than he has in three NBA games this season.
All right, well, let's wrap this up by saying that if you have any hot takes or know someone else that's made a hot take and needs to be not exposed for it, but just have their take amplified by us, you can send it to us.
Signal boosted.
Yeah, signal boosted.
Their take needs a quick vibe check.
Yeah.
We're in hot take A&R over here. We'll get so many impressions to your take.
Yes.
Very reasonable.
What Jared's trying to say is, don't want to have a 15-minute tangent about a small Caribbean nation on the next podcast? Send us something to talk about, a hot take of sorts.
Unless you have a hot take about a Caribbean destination that you need to know the whereabouts. You need to know if you're safe to see a doctor there. Then that's okay. Send it to us at A Full Court Mess on Twitter. We lost Trent.
I think that's probably fine. We're about at the end.
All right. So send it to us. at a Full Court Mess. Hit us up, talk to us, request things, blah 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 blah. Here is
I'm back, baby.
Trent's back. Better than ever.
Back from the dead.
You thought I'm rising up like the Undertaker. You thought you were rid of me. I closed the tab. I opened a new tab. I'm right back in it, baby. Who's ready for an NBA podcast? And getting started now here at Full Court Mess.
Season two of Full Court Mess. Is that such a strong start with back-to-back signal losses from our guests?
I'm actually calling in from a hospital in Martinique.
Okay. Right, so Trent, we're on our ending tweets now.
Okay.
I found some great basketball tweets from the legend himself, all knowing, all knowledgeable, at Drill.
Excellent.
Seeing people performing perfect slam dunks on basketball court is worthless to me. It's nothing. Which has then he's grown into a. From there, the basketball version of a home run is when you throw a basketball really hard at the roof and get stuck in the rafters somehow. A month later,
I love that
tweet. A month later, we have his evolution to finally getting to playing basketball, wearing the wrong damn shoes to the basketball court, getting freaked on like a dunce, getting my ass kicked stupidly.
Getting freaked on like a dunce is like the best thing on the road.
Who can relate? And that is that. Thank you for listening, everyone. Trent, thank you for coming. I don't know if you want us to share your currently private Twitter account or not.
If you're one of my employers who's looking me up, don't follow me at Trent is tweeting. But if you're not, you can follow me. I'll probably accept it.
There we go. And we love Trent's account. We love Trent. And we love you.
Thank you very much.